HPV, the human papillomavirus, is common. 80% of women have it at some point in their lives, often without harm. But HPV can cause cervical cancer. In 2006, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Gardasil, a vaccine that prevents it. Since then, less than 50% of American girls have received the HPV vaccine, a number the Centers for Disease Control calls disappointing. The controversy stems from the fact that HPV is sexually transmitted. Some governors wanted all the girls in their states to get the vaccine, but many parents have resisted because they think it could encourage risky sexual behavior. That's conservative activist Linda Klepacki's concern.
Since this is for a sexually transmitted infection, it's important that parents have the right to vaccinate their children or not.
A CDC advisory committee is now recommending to the Federal Health Agency that boys, too, get the vaccine. The reason, HPV passed on through sexual contact can also cause head, neck, anal, and penile cancers. Most doctors would like parents to focus on preventing cancer and not view disease as a moral issue. Dr. Eric Gendon is with the Mount Sinai School of Medicine.
These vaccines are very important. They're as important as polio and rubella and mumps and all the other vaccines that young kids receive.
The CDC would like to see greater immunity. If boys get this vaccine, it means fewer of them will develop genital warts and various cancers. It also means fewer girls will be infected by them and run the risk of cervical cancer. New research indicates that HPV can also cause heart disease. And with heart disease the leading cause of death globally, that's one more argument in favor of this controversial vaccine. Carol Pearson, VOA News.